I'm telling you, I'm glad I know the King. Aren't you, brother? I am glad I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I'm glad I'm on good grounds with the King. I'm glad we're on speaking terms and that He answers me when I talk to Him. Aren't you glad? Yes, praise the Lord. Well, let's see what He's going to do to the world. Let's go to Revelation 8:2, and let's start down through there. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and they were given seven trumpets. Now, let's go ahead to the next verse. Then another angel with a gold incense burner came and stood at the altar, and a great quantity of incense was given to him to mix with the prayers of God's people to be offered on the gold altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense mixed with the prayers of the saints ascended up to God from the altar where the angel had poured them out. When we think about this scene, we don't realize our prayers are being put in the in these things and being burned with incense. Okay, 5 and 6. Then the angel filled the incense burner with fire from the altar and threw it down upon the earth. And thunder crashed and lightning flashed and there was a terrible earthquake. So far, this don't sound too good already, does it? Then the seven angels with the seven trumpets prepared to blow their mighty blast. In other words, all this, the lightning, the thunder, the earthquakes, and that's just the preliminaries to get started. And so then all the seven angels with the seven trumpets are fixing to blow. So let's see what happens in verse 7. The first angel blew his trumpet, and hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown down upon the earth, and one-third of the earth was set on fire. One-third of the trees were burned, and all the green grass was burned up. Now, folks, if it's written in this book, is it going to happen? Yeah, you can take this to the bank. This is going to happen. You know, people, you know, I stand in awe just like that testimony Miss Bobby was giving us a while ago to think about that husband. He was so dead spiritually. Think about how dead that man was. He was dead. He was a dead man. He saw his wife miraculously healed and didn't even acknowledge it. And she didn't have just a little bitty problem, did she? And to think, if we just had faith and believed God, what He would do for us. Wow. Hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown down upon the earth, and one-third of the earth was set on fire. You know, we thought we had some big fires in Texas here a while back when we had a couple of 100,000 acres burning at a time, didn't we, Tom? We did have some big fires. That ain't nothing, is it? This is talking about a third of the earth is on fire. What would you do if you happened to be here during this? I hope we're not here during this, don't you? I hope the Lord Jesus comes and catches us away. And now, lots of people believe that in Revelation chapter 4, when it says, "And I saw a door open in heaven, and there was a voice that said, 'Come up here,'" a lot of people think that's the rapture. Well, and it may be. I don't know. But praise God, I hope it is, because I would sure not mind leaving this place before all this starts happening. I really don't want to be here when all this happens. But if I have to be, then I know the Lord's going to take care of me, so I don't have a problem. I know one thing for sure. He promised to not pour His wrath out upon His obedient children. God is never going to judge His obedient children. So if there was ever a time in life to become an obedient child, it's now. Amen. Repent of your sins and get back in there. You know, there's so many men and women in the church today that are having problems with their mates. You know, the husband or the wife, they're divorced or they're not living together anymore. They can't get along and all this stuff. They don't realize what they're doing. Those people are totally disobedient. And I believe with all my heart, if the rapture were to come, I don't believe those people would go. As you're living in total disobedience to God's word, I don't think that if he were to come, he's going to come for those that have obeyed him, not those that are just living in sin. I just don't believe that at all. That's just like, of course, that book, group of books, you know, Left Behind. You know, they talked about whenever the rapture came, children all over the world were gone. I told them, I said, I do not agree with that at all. All these children, I don't care whether you're an American, a Muslim, or whatever you are, if you're a man and woman and neither of you are sanctified, neither of you are set apart to the Word of God, your children are unclean. And when the rapture comes, them kids ain't going. They're going to be left right here. You know, people say, well, God would never do that. You know, they don't know God. That's just like I was preaching in a church in Mullen, Texas one time. The pastor down there, he said, Thurman, God would never hurt a child. I said, let me take you over to 2 Samuel. Let me show you what happened to David's son when Bathsheba and him had a baby. It says, and the Lord struck that child with sickness and it died because of David's sin. Jeroboam's son, same way. When it got sick, I mean, the Lord told, the prophet told his wife when he went back over there, said, you go tell the king whenever he comes back in that you have bad news for him. That the minute his wife gets back home, that son is going to die because of Jeroboam's wickedness. Now, does God like wickedness? I obviously don't think he does. But I don't think we know what wickedness is. You know, I think that we just think, okay, you know, so if I can't get along with my wife, I'll just throw her away and get another one. I'll throw her away and live with one. I won't marry another one. That's what. So, do you know there's so many people in the church doing that today? You know, a man and a woman, both of them profess to be Christians, and their mates died somewhere along the line. And of course, one of the things we have caused this because so many of them, they realize that if they get married and change their name, then they can't draw their Social Security or whatever, all the benefits they had. And so the system has been made like that on purpose to keep people in sin. What do you think is going to happen? What if you were a man and a woman and you'd both had lived and been in church for all those years and all of a sudden now you've been married 30, 40, 50 years and your mate dies and another person, say you were a man, your mate died and another woman over here, her husband died and they're both of y'all are in your 60s or 70s now and you think, well, you know, we love to be together. We don't want to be apart. So I like her and she likes me. So let's just move in together. And they're doing that all over the place. I mean, I know people, many people. I run into them every day almost like that are living together. I just tell them. In fact, I stood outside of a couple the other day. They were in their 40s or 50s. They were living together. And both of them have been married a couple of times. I told them, I said, you know, you two do not know what you're doing. I said, I'm going to guarantee you, if you two died today in a car wreck, and you could die in a car wreck because of your sin, I said, both of you would open your eyes in hell. You are living in sin. God clearly said in His Word in Corinthians and Galatians that if you're an adulteress, you know, or a fornicator, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. So I said, you don't want to go there. So I said, there's only one alternative, and that's for you two to get married, repent, and get married. Well, they did. They first didn't like it, but I didn't get but about 15 minutes away. They called me and said, hey, we decided we're going to go down to my wife's hometown, and we're going to get married. So they did. Then the second angel blew his trumpet. Now, so far, this first one was pretty awesome. Hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown down upon the earth, and one-third of the earth was set on fire. One-third of the trees were burned, and all the grass was burned. Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and a great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea. When he says a great mountain of fire, I mean, what? I have no idea how big that could be. But you know, if John is looking up and he sees this and he said, and a great mountain of fire came and was thrown into the sea, how big would that thing be? I mean, if he said a great mountain, maybe the thing's, maybe what? Maybe it's 10 miles in diameter, maybe 50 miles in diameter, maybe 100 miles in diameter. We don't know, do we? It depends on what great is. But obviously, it's pretty good size. Now then, let's just say that it was just a little bitty one, 100 miles in diameter. Can you imagine that God cast a mountain into the sea that was burning? That, so let's say it hit down in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. It was coming in at astronomical speed, and it hit the water. Just 100 miles across, just a little bitty mountain on fire. And it were to hit that cold water of the Gulf. What do you think that would do? That would be so devastating, you can't even imagine what that would do. I mean, it would create tsunamis like you ain't never seen. I mean, there would be tsunamis come in all up and down the Gulf Coast that wash all the cities that were left away. I just don't understand why God's doing all this. But if he said he's going to do this, is he going to do this? Yes, he's going to do it. It was, if there was ever a good time to know the King and to be obedient to his word, it's right now.
Right now.
Right now, brother. Right now. Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and a great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea, and one third of the water in the sea became blood. Just think, there is a pretty good example. One third of all the water in the oceans. Have any of y'all ever been to a foreign country across the oceans, you know, airplane? Some of you have. You know, you can fly for hours at 600 miles an hour. For hours. And all you see is water, isn't it? In other words, what I'm trying to say, there's a lot of water out there. And one third of all that water is going to turn into blood. So maybe this mountain is not 100 miles in diameter. Maybe it's 1,000 miles in diameter. Can you imagine what that would do?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, What Will Make the World Repent? Or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.